With the Old Breed, Disc 4.
Rumor had it, as we dug in, that the division had suffered heavy casualties in the landing and subsequent fighting. The veterans I knew said it had been about the worst day of fighting they had ever seen. Casualty figures for the 1st Marine Division on D-Day reflected the severity of the fighting and the ferocity of the Japanese defense. The division staff had predicted D-Day losses of 500 casualties, but the total figure was 1,111 killed and wounded, not including heat prostration cases. It was an immense relief to me when we got our gun pit completed and had registered in our gun by firing two or three rounds of HE into an area out in front of Company K. My thirst was almost unbearable. My stomach was tied in knots, and sweat soaked me. Dissolving some K-ration dextrose tablets in my mouth helped, and I took the last sip of my dwindling water supply. We had no idea when relief would get through with additional water. Artillery shells shrieked and whistled back and forth overhead with increasing frequency, and small arms fire rattled everywhere. In the eerie green light of star shells swinging pendulum-like on their parachutes so that shadows danced and swayed around crazily, I started taking off my right shoe. "Sledgehammer, what the hell are you doing?" Snafu asked in an exasperated tone. "Taking off my boondockers, my feet hurt," I replied. "Have you gone Asiatic?" he asked excitedly. "What the hell are you going to do in your stocking feet if the nips come busting out of that jungle or across this field? We may have to get out of this hole and haul tail if we're ordered to. They're probably going to pull a bonsai before daybreak, and how do you reckon you'll move around on this coral in your stockings?" I said that I just wasn't thinking. He reamed me out good and told me we would be lucky to get our shoes off before the island was secured. I thanked God my foxhole buddy was a combat veteran. Snafu then nonchalantly drew his K-bar and stuck it in the coral gravel near his right hand. My stomach tightened, and goose flesh chilled my back and shoulders at the sight of the long blade in the greenish light, and the realization of why he placed it within such easy reach. He then checked his .45 automatic pistol. I followed his example with my K-bar as I crouched on the other side of the mortar, checked my carbine, and looked over the mortar shells, HE and flares, stacked up within reach. We settled down for the long night.